kiriza okukola kw'omulokozi Yesu.
Accept the work of the Savior Jesus.
Tikutereevu agenda kujjuza obulamu bwaffe.
His spirit is going to fill our lives.
N'obw'omubiri bwaffe.
That of our body.
Obulamu bw'omusaayi bwaffe. Obulamu obw'omumusaayi bwaffe.
The life of our blood.
Bw'ayogerako mu 2:9.
Speaks of in Genesis 9.
N'olulimi olw'okuna.
And verses 4.
N'agamba nti.
And he says that.
Waliwo obulamu obuli mu musaayi.
There is a little life in the blood.
Kusabira w'oli.
I pray for you where you are.
Wewe na alina obunafu omubiri.
You with weakness in the body.
W'obwetaavu.
Or then needs. God to reach out unto you.
And
you want to seek the kingdom and the righteousness. Those who need, they had them to you. Thank you so much for coming. We greet you much all.
The
tribes, nations, and languages.
All
over the entire world. And most of all, those placed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
To
be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. We are moving on with the journey of heaven. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, with our Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base in this ministry known as a new generation with the full knowledge of God and international ministry. It is to say, we minister in the gospel which heard by all creations in the heavens and the earth. We fulfill the call of our nation Uganda
to
move on, prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus, to come back for his sake.
We
resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As his promise is in Matthew 24:11-14. And he says, in those days, when false prophets will have increased, and the love of men has grown cold, the gospel of the kingdom of God
will
be preached to all nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Even though we move on with the journey of heaven, the journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 2011, what different series of the visions, series of the dreams,
as
the trance, the urim,
azota,
the azota,
nithamim,
and the thamim, the spiritual transports which we are used to move this journey. Today we want to begin and we show you the journey of heaven.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. In English, we read like this.
The heavenly journey.
The heavenly journey.
Into two realms.
Into two realms.
We're
going to first move it in two aspects.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
To agarapuchita realms.
We want to call it realms. In the English language, you say it.
The heavenly journey,
olugendo lw'eggulu,
into two realms,
mu bitundu ebyo emirundi ebiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda kuba tulukutiramu.
We're going to be breaking it.
Ekitundu ekya wansi,
the rim below,
n'ekitundu ekya waggulu,
and the rim above.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bwe njogera ku kitundu ekya wansi,
I speak of the rim below.
Tuba tugenda kwogera ku ggulu eryasembayo okutondebwa.
We're going to be speaking of the last created heaven, where we find the 10 planets, where there is the kingdom of the stars, the moon, and the sun, and hell. In this heaven, that circular appearance you see, and its fullness, that is the rim below. Praise Jesus so much. When we head to the rim above, we are to see there are three other heavens. We are going to see three other heavens in the rim above.
Yes, you have been doing.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekitundu ekyawaguru.
In the room above.
Tulinamu eguru lyasooka okutondebwa.
There we have the first created heaven.
Erimu ekibuga kya Katonda.
Where there is the city of God.
Jerusalem ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekunganire ddene lya bamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukufu ba Katonda.
The saints of God.
Eguru lyasooka okutondebwa.
That is the first created heaven.
Ekitundu ekyawaguru.
In the room above.
Era mu kitundu ekyawaguru.
And still in the room above.
Tujja kwolekera okulaba eggulu ery'okubiri mu kutondebwa.
We shall see the second created heaven. Where we find the four living creatures, the towers of spirits brought on this world in their likeness.
Yes, he has been
praise Jesus so much. It's still the dream about. We shall have to see there the third heaven.
We
have the third heaven in being created. Where we find the garden of God, the garden of the children of God, the saints of God where they rest from. In the midst, in the center of it, we find the throne of God, which is on the mountain Zion, and it's surrounded by mountains, on which sit the 24 elders. That's how we shall see in these two rooms.
Kitundu ekyawansi,
the rim below,
nga bwe tugambye,
just as we've said,
n'ekitundu ekyawaggulu,
and the rim above.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Kati oluvannyuma lw'okuba nga tumaze okulaba ekitundu ekyawansi n'ekyawaggulu,
after we see the rim below and the rim above,
olyoke tugenda ate waggulu w'eggulu,
and we go above the heaven.
Naye ka tusooke tutandikire wano.
Let's first begin from here.
Ddala kituufu.
Is it true? That there is the rim above and the rim below.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's
pass
and answer that question. Is it true there is a rim below and a rim above? And did we create
it?
Truly God created the rim below and the rim above.
Yes, you always going to
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to first answer that question. And is there really a rim below and a rim above? According to of heavens and earth and its fullness. That's what we want to first answer. According to John chapter
8
and verse 23. We want to first prove
that
truly there is a rim below and a rim above in the creation of heavens and earth and their fullness. Let's answer that question, and then we'll begin to see in brief what's the rim below and the rim above. Praise Jesus so much. According to John chapter
8
and verse 23,
it
speaks like this on these two rims. John 8 verses 23,
nagamba nti mumuli ba wansi ze ndi wa waguru, mumuli ba munsi muno ze siri wa munsi muno.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Come up, yes,
the Lord Jesus Christ, when he appeared on this world, he had come from the dream above. That dream above, he said in it we find three heavens,
all
the three heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now the dream below, where we also find our planet Earth, the last created heaven, which makes up the rim below. Now that is why he says that he was coming from the rim above, and we are in the rim below.
So
now in this journey of heaven, and God moves me through it, through our spiritual transports, in the different series of the visions, in the different series of the dreams, in the series of the trance, in the series of the azotars, in the series of the urine, famine and the perils of the famine. Johnny was moved in two rims initially. The rim below and the rim above.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
So
now the rim below,
the whole
is made of the last created heaven. The last created heaven, which we call the fourth heaven. In it we find 10 planets, the kingdom of the stars, the sun, the moon, together with hell. That is this rim below. If we are to move through that rim below to see what's in it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Now the rim above,
where
we shall find the first created heaven, it is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And still the rim above,
we
see the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures. The power of all spirits, of spirits which are put creation, which are put on the world. And still the dream above, we shall see of the third heaven there. The third heaven to be created, where there is the garden of God, that of the children of God, the saints of God, and even the throne of God,
surrounded
by the 24 elders. As we still answer this question, truly is
just
the rim below, even the rim above, it's to help us much, learning quick and to understand. Journey has its more. According to Genesis, chapter 1, verse 6. When God created heavens and earth and their fullness, created them in these two rims, the rim below and the rim above. Praise this rim there. Genesis 1 verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabewe ebbanga wakati mu mazzi, yaulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Olumiriro lw'omusanvu. Katonda n'assaawo ebbanga, n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga.
Katonda
bwe yali atonda eggulu n'ensi
n'obujjuvu
bwalyo,
yasooka
n'ayawulamu ekitundu ekya wansi, n'ayawulamu ekitundu ekya
waggulu.
Ekitundu ekya waggulu
kye
kitundu kye yasooka okukonsentratingako ennyo
mu
kitundu ekya waggulu, yatondera eggulu erisooka,
the first heaven,
where
there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and separated the second heaven. He created the second heaven, where there are four living creatures.
Then
he created the third heaven, where there is the garden of God and the throne of God, surrounded by 24 elders.
So
that's the dream about. It was what was first created.
Yes,
it's the reason why most when we read in Genesis 1, we see a summary and they show us of the rim below, and it's what is being created in that time.
Yes, we have seen
praise Jesus so much.
Or
so if you get to be careful, as it reaches chapter
2,
in Genesis chapter
2,
verses 1 and
2,
it shows that heavens were the ones which had been created, and it's not a single heaven.
So
we're going to show us creation of the heaven of the rim below. He had already created the rim above.
sura esooka oyinza obutabirabaho.
In the chapter 1 you may not see the dream about creation.
Naye ng'ate mu sura eyokubiri.
But in the chapter 2
akwatulira n'agamba nti bwatyo bwe yamala okutonda eggulu lyonna.
Speaks out that thus God created all the entire heavens.
N'ensi n'obujjuvu
bwayo. And the earth and their fullness.
Tusomere ku lubereberye eyowulire.
Let's read Genesis 2.
Lubereberye sura eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 2 from verse 1.
Ne biggwa okukola amagulu n'ensi n'ejje lyabyo lyonna.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bwente eggulu lyonna.
That's the entire heavens.
N'ensi.
And the earth.
Bwe byaggwa okukolebwa.
They were finished to be created.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So kitegeeza.
Then it reads.
Nti ye Katonda.
That he called.
Teyatonda eggulu limu.
He didn't create one heaven.
He had told us heavens.
He created heavens. But what surprises?
He has also told us the
heavens. He first created the rim above. And he ended up with the rim below.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And in Genesis 1, verse
6,
reaching verse
20,
we see him concentrating on the rim below.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
when he winds up his works,
he says,
thus the entire
heavens,
all the heavens were finished,
the
earth and their fullness.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So if said a singer,
now many times, many of us will read from the beginning, don't see how God created the first heaven.
We
only see the rim below there. As we had the principal rhythm of the word of God, which is in Isaiah 28, verse 9-13, and it brings 2-4 commands, as the word of God is. It brings 2-4 and above scriptures, as the word of God is. Here a little and there a little. Get from the Old Testament and the New Testament that he can bring for you the fullness of knowledge.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So which to forget the way to go so just
thus we still answering our question. Like we've understood all that the journey of heaven was moved within two rims. The rim below and the rim above. Still asking and still we answer that question. Is it true that in the creation of heavens and earth, God created the rim below and the rim above? Let's look within John. John chapter 6, verses 61 and 62. And he says this.
Yokani sura eyomukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'enkaaga mu olumu.
John 6 from verse 60.
Yokani sura ya mukaaga olunyiriri olw'enkaaga.
John 6 from verse 60.
Abo bangi ab'omu bayigirizwa be bwe baawulira ne bagamba nti ekigambo ekyo kizibu, ani ayinza okukiwuliriza? Olw'enkaaga mu olumu. Naye Yesu bwe yamanya munda mu ye nti abayigirizwa be beemulugunyirira kino, n'abagamba nti kino kiba esittaza olunyobwenkagamubbiri. Kale kiriba kitya bwe muliraba omwana w'omuntu ng'alinnya gye yali olubereberye?
Mukamawaffe Yesu Kristo
bwe
yali asita mu kitundu ekya wansi ekikoleddwa eggulu eryokuna,
ebyasembayo
okutondebwa, omuli zi planets
where we find the 10 planets,
including
our planet Earth, and the sun, the moon, and the stars. He explained that he said in John chapter 6 verse
62,
and if that is caused you stumble, how then will you see the Son of God ascending to go back where he came from in the rim above?
Yes, you
praise Jesus. Jesus so much.
So, ero,
now here, we are in the rim below. Better for the heavens we see up there bluish. As it's such an appearance.
So,
he was coming from the rim above. Where we realized there are three heavens there. Just as we shall get explained. Now, as we answer that question, truly is that the rim above and the rim below where we are? Truly, I believe we began to give that answer. There our journey we shall enjoy it. And we've understood that we have two rims to move through. The rim below and the rim above. In Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4 from verses 9 and 10. Straight spoken of the Lord Jesus when he had sat in the rim above, he came down in the rim below. Ephesians 4 from verse
9. Kigamba ki wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi z'ensi.
Yes, you
have
been praised.
That word, what does it mean?
You
see the Son of Man ascending heaven where he came from.
And
he goes back to the rim above. When
he
is coming in Ephesians 4, verses 9, he explained, he said, that word, what do you think it means? He ascended. In the rim above.
Thus
descended in the rim below.
And
thereafter ascended back.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But when he ascends,
he passed
through heavens.
And
it must move up beyond them to reaching above the heaven. Now we are going to find ourselves. And where he ascended,
what are your heavens at?
There are heavens there.
I think they are so busy,
able to pass through them. And the first went above the heavens. It means this journey will move us to the rim below, move on to the rim above and above the heavens.
Ephesians 4:10. Eyaka era yeuye yalinya waguru ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
He
who descended in the rim below, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the same.
He
ascended to pass through all the heavens and went above the heavens. Now it means we walk this journey of heaven, we are to see of the rim below, and we see the rim above, and we also go above the heavens in the beginning.
And
expect this journey is going to be easy.
The
one who teaches us, the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, the Father,
no more,
and the Son.
Yes, he was with me.
Praise Jesus so much. According to Genesis
28,
our Lord speaks of a way of ascending to the rim above. When you reach the circular appearance of the rim below, it's one we see in the firmament up there. The word ascending, it begins when you are on the top of that heaven. Now you've begun to ascend in the rim above. Before you reach the door of the fourth heaven,
you
are still in the rim below, you've not begun to ascend.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Most
people thought check out of the planet Earth. Check from planet Earth. You began to ascend out. You are still in the rim below. To ascend.
You
have begun to access the door of that heaven. How to ascend to the realm above. Let's prove those words. According to Genesis 28, verse 10, and to follow.
It
speaks like this. Genesis 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo n'ava e Beeruseba n'agenda eri Kalani.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Yakobo yali ku nsi eno.
Jacob was the planet Earth.
Si afeno kutubeere Yakobo.
Planet habitable Earth, which is blue.
Olunyiriro kumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Luberebere abiri munana olunyiriro kumi n'olumu.
Genesis 28 verse 11.
N'atuuka mu kifo n'asulawo okukeesa obudde. Kubanga enjuba yali egudde.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Omuweereza ono Yakobo,
this servant Jacob,
oba amanyiddwa nga James,
oh, the one known as James.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
Yali ali ku nsi kuno.
He was on this planet
Earth.
He had slept in it.
But you find him
in one place within the planet Earth.
Naye bwe yaloopa ekirooto.
But when he dreamt a dream,
yalaba kino wammanga.
He saw this one down here.
Tusomere olunyiriro oluddala.
Let's read the next verse. Genesis 28
verse 12.
Yes, you
praise Jesus. He saw stairway and they came from the door of heaven and they came down planet Earth.
The
angels were descending on it and the same time ascending back. Now to ascend,
past
the door of the heaven we see up there, which is
blue,
and to descend in the rim below,
it
begins from the door of that top heaven.
Descend
in the rim below.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
So,
what I try to bring unto you, and I try to understand that truly there is a rim below in the creations of heavens and earth and their fullness.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus so much. And if you get any vision,
then
a vision while on earth, if God calls you, he can't tell you go down, descend down. He will tell you ascend, come up.
So
now to prove you there is the rim above, he speaks this in Revelation 4 verses 1 and 2. Revelation 4 from verses 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba, era laba, oluggya oluguddwawo mu ggulu, n'eddoboozi lye nasooka okuwulira ng'eryakagombe nga lyogera nange ng'ayogera nti, linnya okutuuka wano, nange nnaakulaga ebigwanira okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So tugenze maaso n'okukakasa,
we've moved on to prove
okubikulirwa essula eno ey'okuna
in Revelation 4
olisooka
verse 1
nti Katonda baakuyita ng'oli ku nsi.
When God calls you while you're on the planet Earth,
aba amaze okukakasa nti oli mu kitundu ekyawansi.
He's already proven that you are in the rim below.
Kati akuyita nga omulyango gw'eggulu gw'eggudde.
He calls you when the door of heaven is open,
n'akugamba nti linnya,
and he tells you enter here and reach up here.
Naye akulaga nti yalinnya paka mukulu yakusatiriyo entebe.
He moved up the third heaven where the throne of God is.
Kubanga yagamba nti oluvannyuma lw'ebyo n'alaba entebe yaleeteddwawo mu ggulu.
After that he saw a throne put in heaven.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
So kitegeeza.
Now it means,
ddala mu butuufu,
glory,
waliyo ekitundu ekyawaggulu.
There is the rim above.
Eky'okutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi.
Of the creations of heavens and earth.
N'ekitundu ekyawansi.
And the rim below.
Yes, you have seen
it. Praise Jesus.
So, orugendo wa fe.
Now, our journey,
orugendo
of heaven.
Sige za tugenda utambira mitendera ya mirundi nga ebiri kwesa.
Move on it in two to three rings.
Tugenda tambira muri muzibiri.
This time we have to move in two rings.
Then, chetwandise chokusabi ya wakuru wegu.
The one we would have called the third room is above the heavens.
Yes, you have seen it.
Praise Jesus.
Na inga, tugenda soka tambira chitumbu ya wansi.
We are first to move the room below.
Na chitumbu ya wakuru.
And the room above.
Yes, you have seen it.
Praise Jesus.
Katufune ku bikakasa.
Let's get for what proves
who heaven is just a principle in the chair.
On the three heavens making up the rim above.
At Funakwe Vitakasa.
Let's get what proves
who heaven is just a certain
of the three heavens which make up the rim above.
We've
used the word heavens. Let's see what proves in the creation of the three heavens with the rim above. Praise Jesus so much. We're going to get what proves in the creation of the three heavens in the rim above. That word heavens is a bit heavy in the Luganda language. And sometimes we use English, heavens.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus so much. Now here we speak of
heavens.
When you hear us use heaven, we use that in the Luganda.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus so much. We make English flow within the Luganda. Where would have been in the Luganda flow?
It as heavens.
We call it heavens in English. You may write even in Luganda. Heavens in Luganda.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That you can understand it well. Now we want to prove
heavens
on the heavens.
For
the three heavens. Which we have created in the rim above.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
So come your name.
First and foremost, we are told in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. And he told us this. Verses 6 and
7.
Genesis 1 from verse 6.
Katonda nayo geranti, wabewe banga, wakati mumazi. Yaulenga amazi na amazi olunyiriro lw'omusanvu. Katonda nasawe ebbanga nayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much.
Kituufu Katonda bwe yali atonda eggulu n'ensi.
Truly God when he was creating heavens and earth.
Dala yatonda ekitundu ekyawaggulu n'ekyawansi.
Really created the rim above and the rim below.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus.
Amazzi genyawula mu kitundu ekyawansi.
The water is separated in below.
We
said he made up the rim of the heavens of the rim below.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. And in the rim above,
he
put on to separate the water which moved in the rim above three times. And he moved on wrapping it a circle which makes heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. And when he explains to us,
those
he made the rim above, in Job 26 verse 10.
Job 26
verse 10.
Yasawo ebibi ku maaso g'amazzi okutuusa omusana n'ekizikiza we bikoma.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. When God separated that water, that which moved in the rim above, he separated it three other more times.
He was
able to make three heavens in the rim above. But on it, it attached on a circular wrapping. Like you see how the heavens appear. Let's move on and hear.
Job 26
verse 11.
Empaji ez'eggulu zikankana ne zeewuunya olw'okunenya kwe. Afuukuula ennyanja olw'obuyinza bwe era afumitira ddala Lakabu olw'okutegeera kwe. Eggulu liyonjobwa olw'omwoyo gwe. Omukono gwe gwafumita omusota oguwulukuka.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Omwoyo omutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit,
eyamaamira ku mazzi,
when he spread on the waters,
ndubereberye esula esooka,
in Genesis chapter 1,
olusooka n'olwokubiri,
verses 1 and 2,
eyatumibwa okulabika nga ayawula mu kitundu ekyawaggulu,
he was sent to say that he separates the rim above,
akolamu heaven is
out of that water he makes three heavens in it.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus. And we told you
to
see the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
a
great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
Then we do not
and when we shall move on, still in the dream above, the Holy Spirit separated.
And
you made there the second heaven to be created, where there are four living creatures. The store of all spirits, which are brought created with bodies on this world, and they are given bodies. Still in the dream above,
the
Holy Spirit moved on to make that third heaven, where there is the garden of God and the throne of God.
And
when you were winding up these words in Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, and he said this:
God
did not create one heaven, but created a number of them. Created a number of heavens. Genesis 2 from verse 1.
Nebigu okukola amagulu n'ensi n'ejje lyabyo lyonna.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Egulu lyonna,
the entire heaven,
nebigu okukolebwa,
and it was finished to be created.
Nebigu okukolebwa,
they were finished to be created.
Heavens,
the entire heavens, even the earth and its fullness.
So you come and
even when Abi says,
he
did not create one heaven we see up in the form in which is blue. First made and created in the dream above, and in it he created heaven, three of them. And according to Psalms 148, from verse 1, he speaks this. Psalms
148 from verse 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those in the heavens, they are in the realm above.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, what do you think?
Now there is a room above where we call the three heavens. The first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and the second heaven to be created, where there are four living creatures.
The
third heaven to be created, where there is the garden of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But when
you
move on to get more proof, in Psalms 148, verse 4 and 5, he moves on proof on us about that heaven. Psalms 148, verses 4.
Mumutendereze mweguru mweguru lyeguru namu amazi agali waguru weguru mnyorokutano bitendereze erinnya lya Mukama kubanga yalagira nebitondebwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
The high heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
You know, when you get to dream about, you first
look
through the first created heaven, and you find another heaven again.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus, which was first created. And still you move on
it.
And you go to the third heaven to be created.
So
now the rim above, to find that in it they made it three heavens. And while you are on this world, when you are called, you can see heavens opening themselves. And
they
have not said it's one heaven which has opened, but the heavens open.
And
the first one opens, and the second opens, even the third moves on to open.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And according to Ezekiel, chapter 1 from verse 1, he speaks this.
Ezekiel chapter 1
from verse 1.
Aorwatu waka mwaka ube kumi ogwama kumi ya sato mwezo ogwokuna kurunaku ulo mwezo ogwokutano bwenali ndi mubasibe kumabali gomugga Kebali amaguru
negegula
amaguru negegula nenda kukulisikwa kwa Katonda.
Yes, he was raised Jesus so much.
Agamanti heavens
Obama kufekula, the heavens opened for him.
It's
not one heaven opens.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
Heaven's opening.
The
first one opens.
Heads
into the next door. Opens the door of the next heaven. Even the next heaven opens.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
So now in the room above,
it was singing and what your heaven is certain.
And we find there are three heavens there. This is the proof down here. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12, verse 1 and 3. He speaks this. The one who went in this vision, he came right from the planet Earth where we are, and he moved the heaven we see.
Well,
is the stars in the firmament. Let's read and hear. We are going to see in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1 to 3. And we see the one ascending.
The
heaven of the rim below, he did count it. He says when he moved to the rim above, he moved the three heavens besides the bluish heaven up there which he passed through. That's why he speaks like this.
2 Corinthians 12
from verse 1.
Kinwanidde okwenyumiriza, newankubadde nga tekusaana, naye kangende mukwolesebwa n'okubikulirwa kwa Mukama waffe.
Yes, he was even
raised Jesus from the
dead. Omutume Paulo,
Apostle Paul,
yali Saulo,
he was Saul.
Yagamba,
he said,
tikinganidde okwenyumiriza,
record of him to boast,
newankubadde tekusaana,
even though it's not worthy,
naye kangende mukwolesebwa kwa Mukama,
let him go in the vision of the Lord,
n'okubikulirwa
under revelation. Remember we told you that a vision and a dream is a spirit of transport. We showed you how they fly.
Yes,
how they run very fast.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
somewhere.
When he was in his vision, he said this.
2 Corinthians 12:2. Manyo omuntu mu Kristo. Eyakamala emyaka 14 oba mu mubiri simanyi oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
Wali wabaita we myaka 14.
There had passed 14 years.
Kristo Yesu nga yafana azukira ndo kwa kataka bwa mu
Kristo. Jesus died, rose up back to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Na yaga mate myaka ejo bijaita.
But say after those years passed, this one was taken in this vision until God revealed him to the third heaven.
Second Corinthians 12 verse 13. Era manyo omuntu ali bwatyo oba mubiri oba watali mubiri simanyi Katonda amanyi. Bwe yatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda nawulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka ebitasaanira muntu ku byatula.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Agamba nti yatwalibwa Mukama waffe.
Yes, he was taken by the Lord Jesus
okutuukira mu ggulu ly'okusatu,
reaching the third heaven.
And
still in this third heaven,
he has seen and worshipped
the Lord. Where he found the paradise of God. What very inexpressible.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So, Omutume Paulo,
now Apostle Paul, when he ascended to the room above, he came from the room below, which made up the fourth heaven, that which was last created. He says he ascended. through the first created heaven, the third created heaven, in the rim above.
So
that is how we prove that the rim above,
heavens,
in it are three heavens, which we shall head on to see, even though we shall still explain the way they appear,
and
you know how our journey will be
as
the vision generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory,
bring
the full knowledge of God and to bring the book of remembrance unto all the nations, the book of remembrance which comes from God. Mind you, all things as they are written in the scriptures of truth in the heavens and earth, just as we first saw.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to prove the creation of the rim below, the fourth created heaven and its fullness. Let's first prove the creation of the fourth heaven in the rim below. Heaven to be
created
or the last created heaven. We can do this. The rim below, fourth heaven to be created and its fullness. Let's move on to prove of this heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Genesis chapter
1,
verses
6.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebbanga wakati mu mazzi, lyawulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Katonda n'assaawo ebbanga n'ayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga. Which job, which are
you? Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus.
Atonda, which fortune we are tonda the heavens.
Go in this place where created this heaven.
The
rim above. And the rim below.
Everywhere
he had filled their water. But when it separated, that which went in the rim above, out of them he got three heavens that we see.
He
ended up in the rim below. Out of that one he made the last created heaven, the fourth heaven. In verse 8 he says, in Genesis chapter
1,
verses
8,
he says this. Genesis chapter 1, verses 8.
Katonda ebbanga naliyita eggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Katonda ebbanga,
he called the firmament,
naliyita eggulu.
He called it heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What does that word mean? Many times people tell you that in the firmament of this planet earth, that is the heaven. That is not the heaven.
See,
the planet
is
that where we are. Even the firmament is up there. It's the firmament of the planet within which we find the clouds. That is not the heaven. The other thing, you know, the way the birds fly up there. These who bring foolishness which they call knowledge.
So-called knowledge.
You know that these Bible say they bring them kababitanga magezi.
Yes, she was.
Praise Jesus. Wisdom and knowledge was not knowledge.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now the problem which is
that on the banner
God calls the firmament heaven.
Let's see the,
but not this one of the head of the planet
Earth.
That's where there is the clouds. Birds flying in the sky. For those who like you, they say that is the heaven.
You see,
that's not a heaven.
You see,
that's the planet Earth.
Yes, you have a
Jesus. And the other, where go, the other planets, to head to the stars which they have not reached so far.
That
is not heaven, it's the firmament of the heaven.
The
heaven. The one which you see blue very far. And it is such a
love.
Not only up there.
I'll
sit up even under, it is there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
When
you go find it down, you say there's a heaven there.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
So, a bang area.
Now, that firmament,
the pulling area,
blue firmament up there.
The pulling area, the bang area,
that's the firmament God called heaven. Others come and deceive you. That's where we find the clouds. Yet they are into planet Earth. And so that is the first heaven. And they tell you, when the rocket stretch out and go on the other planets, they have not even reached the sun. Maybe the moon they have reached it now. And they say that's the second heaven. Those are stars, that's not the heaven. Yes, you must raise Jesus. Heaven is a bit very far.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. That heaven is the blue which you see up there. It is such a love.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Read,
see the such a love appearance of this heaven.
Job 22.
Job 22:14. Ebire ebiziyivu bimubikako n'okulaba talaba era atambulira mu kwekulungirira kw'eggulu.
Yes, he was
praised with us.
Eggulu lino,
this heaven,
ebigeri wakulu yoke
yoleera up there when you see it,
wabula lyekulungirivu,
but it is such a
lot,
just as you see it right here.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
And
they shouldn't lie to you. But where the clouds are, that is the first heaven. The clouds are in the planet Earth. Very shameful even.
Kanisa,
church. That scientists don't know this.
Bamanyi kino nti ebirebi singanibwa mu nsi.
That the scientists know that the clouds are found in the planet Earth. They find a book of someone claiming they have the wisdom of God. And they say where the clouds are, it's a heaven. And the scientists say these are more foolish. The clouds are in the firmament and the sky of the world. Planet Earth. This one they don't understand at all.
Yes, we must
raise Jesus. The white men know where. Those who go in the rocket. That where the moon is. Where the sun is. And the stars. That's not the heaven. But a heaven and they call it a universe. It's an ending far. Now Satan deceives church. And the level of the standard the church understands.
You get
big things and even scientists wonder. As the NASA, we've not accepted what they have said.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Like we
told you,
the so-called knowledge.
That what they claim to be knowledge is not real knowledge. But right now real knowledge has arrived.
It
comes from our Father in heaven. And the Son and the Holy Spirit.
And
we know he's the only wise God.
And
this time he gives us the real wisdom.
The
principle of his wisdom here and we hear.
In
Jude
1:25.
Ebaruwa ya Yuda,
Jude 1:25.
nti Katonda omu yekka omulokozi waffe kuba Yesu Kristo Mukama waffe aweebwenga ekitiibwa obukulu amaanyi n'obuyinza edda n'edda ng'emirembe n'emirembe teginnabaawo kaakano era n'emirembe egitaggwaawo. Amina.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
He is
the only wise God. From all generations. And
he
knows all things just as they are.
He
is the one who created them.
He
knows everything where he put it.
So, Abuganda,
now, brethren, this room below,
the one who
created heaven, the fourth heaven,
and see
the planet.
Where
there are clouds in the planet, that is not the heaven. Where the birds fly. And when you go to the moon and the sun where it is, and the stars,
you
cannot reach the real heaven where it is. Heaven is a bit far from them.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Very far, brethren. And that's the fourth grade of heaven. I told you
there
is the first, second, and the third heavens up there. In the rim above. There is the first grade of heaven, the second grade of heaven, and the third created heaven. They are not in this fourth heaven. This is the fourth heaven
to
be created. Are we together?
You know,
there are books you've been reading. And
where
the birds fly, there is a heaven. That is not knowledge.
It,
we cannot call it the knowledge of God. But we call it what they claim to be knowledge.
Yes, yes.
It's just a claim.
It's
just claimed to be knowledge.
Yes.
But it's not real knowledge. And we contend with that. Which lifts itself up above the knowledge of God. Let's read that scripture. Second Corinthians 10:3.
Kuba. Ne wankubadde nga tutambulira mu mubiri, tekiwana kugobereranga mubiri. Kubanga ebyokulwanyisa eby'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri, naye bya maanyi eri Katonda olw'okumenya ebigo. Nga tumenya empaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu, ekikulumbazibwa okulwana n'okutegeera kwa Katonda. Era nga tujeemula buli kirowoozo okuwulira nti buli kirowoozo. Okuwulira kwa Kristo.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus so much.
Natuwa kana nempa kat
and we contend with contentions.
Buli eje kurumba zeliyo kumanya kwa Katonda.
We never lift itself above knowledge of God.
Okuka nga tukakanyiza buli kirowoozo
teri. Humble every thought.
Okuwulira Kristo kyayogera.
And to hearken to what Christ says.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Sima mwe ebi tukendo kwangira okuwulira.
In those you're going to move on here.
For you know kumanya ekintu ekyo.
You know. What not that thing?
Ekitumbwe kya wansi.
That the rim below.
Kikolebwa ku lw'eryokuna mu kutondebwa.
What about the fourth created heaven?
Ekulu eryekulungirivu.
The secular heaven.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus so much.
So nga mucho munda mulio.
Yet inside it.
Temuli mwate guru dala.
There is not any other heaven.
Nga mungu barowoza.
Like the other thing.
Nchi.
The clouds in the sky of the planet Earth. That's the heaven where the birds fly. It's the planet Earth. When you stretch out of it, you will see other nine planets. Still,
if
not go to heaven, you are on the planets. When you got the sun, or the moon, and the kingdom of the stars, you will not have reached heaven yet. For heaven is far. The fourth heaven we created.
And
secular as you see it. But those called knowledge. Right now we contend with them. And we bring the full knowledge of God. Together with his glory. When
he
speaks in 1 Timothy. This chapter 6.
In verse 20,
he speaks this on the issue of things called knowledge.
First Timothy 6 verse 20. Okuyitibwa bwe kutyo mu bulimba.
You hear what they are saying?
Nti mu bulimba bakiyita kutegeera.
Apostle, they call it knowledge.
Niye obuvuga ali mutume Paul.
But they were spirit well in Apostle Paul.
Akujja
Timoseo. He emphasizes Timothy.
N'amugamba nti kuuma ebyakukwasibwa.
Watch and keep what was given you.
Ebyokukkiriza.
Of the faith.
Nga wiwala.
And you avoid.
Ebigambo ebitaliimu.
What which are meaningless.
Ebiwakanya.
Which oppose.
Era nga biyitibwa okumanya.
They are falsely called knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Look
at drama of those things. You may think they have brought knowledge. But it is called knowledge. They say we've got knowledge. But they call falsehood. When you get at the truth of Christ, as the word of God is, they appear to be liars. Let's see verse 21.
First Timothy 6 verse 21.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
There
are people
mbungabega
mbubari no kumanya that they have the knowledge. But you've seen of this. That's why you put them already there. Bring them to you claiming they have knowledge. Now God brought new generation. Full knowledge of God and His glory. And the fullness of creations of heavens and earth. Careful of those who profess to themselves. And they claim they have knowledge. Let's finish this verse. First Timothy 6:21. Yes, praise Jesus. They have knowledge concerning heaven. To the third heaven. People who deceived us. And they got clouds holding the planet up.
Where
the birds fly
up.
They called it the first heaven.
Yes, Jesus.
And they told us where the rockets go to the moon and the sun and the stars, and that is the second heaven. Now the blue heaven we see up, that is the third heaven. I don't know where the throne is on that blue spot there.
Yes, you must praise Jesus.
They have knowledge.
What
you find them explaining may think it's what they explain the right thing.
You get a woman, I will take
you. Remember, you don't understand. Now you don't know things of truth yourself. They try to explain to you. When you ask them to just prove me where the heaven is in the clouds. And the clouds are in the planet Earth.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. Let's see of us. Brief what's in the fourth heaven. In the ring below, in the fourth heaven to be created. Let's briefly see of them. The
ring
below, fourth heaven to be created.
tukozesa nnyo ekigambo enkulu eryokuna mu kutondebwa kubanga abasinga bandirowoozezza nti oba oli awo lino lye lyandisoose okubalibwa
naye
tubibala mu kutondebwa
so
si munga gwe bw'otandika nti
Wabula
tukozesa order y'okutondebwa gye tusomeramu
the order of the creation we start through that.
Amen.
Era obedde owulira nga tukozesa ako akagambo mu kutondebwa eggulu eryokuna mu kutondebwa erisooka mu kutondebwa eryokubiri mu kutondebwa eryokusatu mu kutondebwa tubadde tukikozesa nnyo ekigambo
ekyo
so naye akanyomero ke tutuuseeko twagala okulaba obufunze ebiri mu kitundu ekyawansi ekikolebwa eggulu eryokuna mu
kutondebwa
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. First and foremost,
I
told you in Genesis verse 6 to 8. And we speak this on this heaven. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 6.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabewe ebbanga wakati mu mazzi. Yaulenga amazzi n'amazzi. Katonda nasawe banga nayawula amazzi agali wansi w'ebbanga n'amazzi agali waggulu mu bbanga bwe kityo bwe kyali olunyiri olw'omunaana Katonda ebbanga naliyita eggulu
Katonda ebbanga
tulengera eryeggulu
n'agenda mu maaso n'aliyita
eggulu
naye eggulu
lyekkulungirivu
okusinziira bye twawulidde ebiri mu Yobu
22:14
ayogera
bw'ati
Yobu esuula eyabiri mu ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya ebiro ebiziyivu bimubikkako n'okulaba talaba nti ebiro ebiziyivu bimubikkako n'okulaba talaba era atambulira mu kwekulungulira kw'eggulu
abamu bwe batyo bamwogeraku
nebagamba
alabika ali eyo eggulu gye likoma
kubwekulungirivu
bwali
eyo
talaba betukolero ku nsi kuba wala
talina
ku bwekulungirivu bwa ggulu ali mu lyokusatu naye alaba
paka
ali mu lyokusatu ku kirungu
ekyawaggulu
naye alengera paka ku nsi era n'obwekulungirivu bw'eggulu bunaabulaba so abasinga nga tuli ku nsi
eno
tutera kulaba waggulu
yokkalengera
eggulu waggulu eri
Heaven up there.
Nga tetumanyi nti lyekulungirivu.
We don't know it is circular.
Nti bw'onaafumamu mu nsi.
When you get out of planet Earth.
N'otunula eno wansi eno.
Below it.
Ojja kulengerayo eggulu nga kiri.
Heaven down there.
Bw'onaatunula eri eno nga kiri ojja kulengera.
If you see it there.
Bw'onaatunula eno ojja sigala
ng'olengera.
Nga bw'otunula kati waggulu n'olengera.
As you look up north and you see the heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga. We are really putting
it back to made it in the circular form. Like it tells us in Job 26:10. Praise Jesus. Job 26:10.
Yesawembi, kumaso gamazi. Oktu som sana. Nechizikiza, we become. Empaji ez'eggulu zikankana. Nezeewuunya olw'okunenya
kweyo
yateekawo
embibi oba yateekawo
obwekulungirivu
eri gye bakoma abazungu ne bagamba ekintu tekikoma
ye
yagamba kikoma eri
Jesus.
Omanyi okubanga omuzungu.
You know to be a white man.
Alengera
munyeri. They see the star.
Nalengera ngatewe.
Beyond that that there is a portion which is blue. And they say an ending
to the
universe, call it the universe. God says, I put the heaven there, it has a boundary there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Now those whites
were
lacking the correction of the Holy Spirit. Because church cannot help them. Much ignorance which has been upon it. And they came to claim to be correcting us as church. And they began to write the Bible with me. And they say in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In some Bible say,
in the beginning, God created the universe.
Mukama ya tonda,
and
something an ending.
And
he put out the word heaven. In some Bibles you have universe. Others you have sky.
In the beginning,
and in the beginning,
God created the sky and the earth.
The sky and the earth.
In
church, to begin to read such Bible, for they don't understand.
Yes, he was raised here.
As God has brought the book of remembrance,
passes
a new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Passes
through the call of the nation Uganda
to
prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus,
to
resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. First told us the way of how things appear.
Yes, he was
praise
right.
Jesus for my that heaven. The fourth heaven to be created, which makes up the rim below. It's a very hard heaven. No metal is equated to it. That heaven you see there. Anytime we reached it, we will knock on it. And it falls down. It's like a very hard metal. That's why it can accommodate three other heavens on top of it. And the heaven above this one, in it is a city very heavy, but it is seated on this fourth heaven. It is hard. Metal which has never appeared on the world. Nobody needs to build a storied house on another up there.
Would you want saying it over
the foundation? How you've laid to accommodate other stories up there.
You
claim you're building storage houses and skyscrapers.
Heavens.
God built stories of heavens.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Let's see the hardness of this heaven as we head to see what's in it. According to Job 37:18, he speaks this.
Job 37:18.
Job 37 verse 18.
Oyinza okugambira eggulu awamu naye. Amanyi galyo genga nendabirwamu ensaanuuse. Nti amanyi galyo genga nendabirwamu ensaanuuse. Ow'19. Nti tuyigirize gye tuba tumugamba. Kubanga tetuyinza kuliraanya kwogera kwaffe olw'ekizikiza.
Abantu abaddemu ekizikiza
been having much darkness.
Kakati,
and the Holy Spirit said, teach us how we can answer. The man made the heaven very hard indeed. It's like a mirror of bronze. After we stretched out of the planet Earth,
we
passed other nine planets. We headed the kingdom of the stars. We passed it, headed the heaven. When you reach it, look on in it like this. You can see yourself, and you may think it's a mirror. When you knock on it like that,
ngaligumu.
And it is very hard.
And I want to
tell you the truth which is in the scriptures. For you to make things like this,
the
words of darkness to me are his counsel.
He is
that to bring darkness in his knowledge.
He
asks you questions you cannot answer. When
it comes
to Job 38, he says, who is this who darkens my counsel? Words without knowledge.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So do it.
Bring the full knowledge of God.
And
we don't want anything.
It contends
with the knowledge of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much. The stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Let's
see of the stars. The stars, the sun, and the moon. In the firmament of the heaven. It means that where there is the stars, it's not the heaven. The stars are in the firmament of the heaven. There I want you to get more light. The stars, the moon, and the sun. The firmament of the fourth heaven. To be created. It's the room below we see. Briefly.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Most
say
that where the rockets go, where the moon is, the sun, and the star, that is the heaven. The realities of the scripture and the appearance of where God moved
being.
Stars are hanging in the firmament of the heaven. They are not the heaven. The moon is hanging in the firmament of the heaven. Even the sun like that.
So what will be the shikuru?
Now where they are, it's not the heaven.
And
deception is in this world. But God is good. He's given us the light of the knowing of all truth. According to Genesis, chapter 1, verse 14. He speaks of how he puts stars in the firmament of the heaven. Let's read and we hear. Genesis 1 verse 14.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ery'eggulu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Katonda yagamba.
The God spoke.
Nti wabeewo ebyaka.
Let there be light.
Mu bbanga ery'eggulu.
In the firmament of the heaven.
Kale tuyinza kugendawo ebyaka webiri.
We could not go where the light are.
N'ogana nti otuuse mu
ggulu. And you reached heaven.
Oba n'oliyita eggulu.
Or you call it heaven.
Ebyaka biri mu bbanga ery'eggulu.
The firmament are in the heaven.
Nga bw'olaba wano.
Like you see right there.
Distance eri wano.
The distance between there.
Okutuuka eggulu w'eriri.
Reach where heaven
is. Wawanvu nnyo.
Is very long.
Wano tukulaga munyenye we ziyinza okukoma.
Here we see where we show where the stars can end.
Ne tukulaga eggulu nga likeyongera ye.
We show you heaven is moving on ahead.
Naye nga biri mu bbanga
ery'eggulu. But these are in the firmament of the heaven.
Genesis 1
verse
14.
You see what is
it?
Let them be like the light in the firmament of the heaven. Not that they will be the heaven. You know, God help us get knowledge. How can someone tell you where the stars are? That's the heaven.
I think about that man. Did he move
hungry? It's in the firmament of the heaven.
Monopoly.
Born again. Child of God, okay. Let me ask you a question. You believed God. Used to reaching into knowing all truth. I don't know what heaven you're fighting to make it into.
One
here in the clouds, which is in the planet Earth,
Or when
we go in the stars,
those
are in the firmament of the heaven.
Even
the heaven you
go to,
not this fourth heaven here.
The
rim below, that which was
last,
but in the rim above,
you
have to know what you got saved over.
Bible
says,
God
wants all people to be saved. Reaching, knowing all truth.
Now
you rather got just saved,
you
refuse to know all truth. God rather much deception. You think you remain in salvation? You remain in the knowledge of God? You accepted falsehoods.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
So,
when someone gets saved,
one
of them reaching knowing all truth, the word of God, how it is,
he
moves to explain in Genesis, and he explains the stars, sun and the moon, how they are in the firmament of the heaven. They themselves are not the heaven. Genesis 1:15.
Katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene. Ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana, n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro, era n'emmunyeenye.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
But n'emmunyeenye n'azitonda.
Even the stars he created them.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
We have a sun which is
and is the
bigger light.
Then we have the
moon over our planet. Is the lesser light.
Then
the stars
are in
the firmament of the heaven.
As
the circular appearance of the heaven is.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
So I try to bring understanding to you
that
where the stars are, that's not the heaven. Even though where the moon is, that's the firmament of the heaven. You were rockets, so that's the heaven. Many books printed are speaking like this,
but
they move on to bring falsehoods. Genesis 1:17.
Katonda nabiteeka mu bbanga ly'eggulu lyakenga ku nsi. Onyolo 18. Bifugenga emisana n'ekiro, era byawulenga obutangaavu n'ekizikiza. Katonda nalaba nga birungi.
Nalaba nga biki?
And he saw they were good.
Obutanga ly'eggulu
waabitadde. The point of the heaven where he's put them.
Not
that where they are is the heaven. When you reach at the last star, which is far, you say you have reached heaven. Even heaven you have not yet reached it, but you're still in the firmament.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
So which to the child,
that is how it was.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
Since I
was
able to come in,
according to Psalms 147, verse 4 and 5, God speaks of the stars more like this. Psalms 147 verse 4.
Abale munyenye omuwendo gwazo azituma zonna amannya gaazo. Olunyiriro olw'okutaano, Mukama waffe mukulu era obuyinza bwe bw'amaanyi.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus.
How was it?
The firmament where they are,
Amani zirimeka.
He knows how many they are.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus.
Era mazima gali
wega. And the truth is like this.
Munyenye zino.
These stars. Most are bigger than our planet Earth. Are still in the firmament of the heaven.
They
find a star very bigger than the planet
Earth.
It is a big star.
Here
we show you them, they are very far. Those are still far. Most of us have never even seen of the star. We still reflect the light from the real star. And they are very far. Yet they give life day and night. Because the bigger light hinders them. Because the day is focused here. It's a bigger light. It's like putting on electricity. You light in a candle at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You've wasted time, you may never see a candle still give light.
Yes, yes. You
see it from far.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
These
stars, they are very big indeed. In the firmament of the heaven where they are. According to Job 22, verse 12, speaks this of them.
Job 22, verse 12.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. God is up above the heaven. But he bases there to see. And the stars are very lofty. When he begins to speak of a planet, and it's like
a
small thing.
Yes, yes.
Raise Jesus. Very small in the hand of God.
So,
now these stars in the firmament of the heaven, the fourth heaven to be created, the rim below. In brief, is what we are giving them of to you. Not rich to speak of their details. Praise Jesus so much. These stars, they are in different colors, in the different bodies. Let's read in 1
Corinthians.
First Corinthians 15 verse 41.
Next to what
you yes,
praise Jesus.
The
sun is in its grandeur as in its body. Like you foresee fire inside it. But the moon too.
The
splendor of different stones.
First Corinthians 15:41. Kubange munyenye teyekana na jina yo kitiibwa.
Munyenye zino
stars
buli yemwe ine kitiibwa kyayo mu kwaka.
Each one has its produce in giving light.
Yes, so light kulengera light yesenja uru kwengule.
So we see different light things in the stars.
Nenga zonna zili mu banga lye
all of them are in the firmament of the heaven.
Abakolise kisofe sura ye 15. Nawe ni yolwana mudiri.
First Corinthians 15:42.
Era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu bwe kutyo.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
So, bamaze okubanga batulaga.
Now, they've already shown us
emibiri gy'enjuba gy'emunyeenye.
The bodies of the stars.
Mwezi n'enjuba.
The sun and the moon.
N'obunene bwabyo.
And their size.
Naye nga bisingalwa mu bbanga lye.
But they are found in the firmament of the heaven.
Wamu n'ebinja ebitonotono ebyasigalawo.
They have other rocks which remain there.
Abyefaanayizanga ezimu. Bazira dead stars
and they appear out of their whole dead stars.
But you're
not made like stars.
They
are just rocks which remain in the space. And remain bricks which have not been used.
It
doesn't mean they're going to cause the house fall. Like the other thing, that those rocks are to crush the earth. Those have taken long in the world.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. As we wind up,
stars
in the firmament of the fourth heaven to be created in the rim below.
Please
in Job 38, verse 30 to 31.
Yobu 38
from verse 30.
Yobu asatu mumu nana. Yobu 38
from verse 30.
Nti amazi gakweke amazi gakwekebwa amazzi gakwekebwa
soma burundi
Yobu asatu mu munana mwelu jiyo wasatu
Job 38 verse 30
amazzi gakwekebwa gakwekeddwa n'amayinja nekunguru kubuziba ngakukutte asatu mu lumu oyinza okusiba ekikukulu kya kakaaga oba okusumulula olukoba n'entunga lukoye asatu mu bbiri oyinza okufulumya emmunyeenye mu ntuuko zaazo
yesu yabazigulira okusinziira ku mukama lwe yakola emmunyeenye
zino
mazzi ge yasibira mu kitundu
ekyawansi
nga bwe yatabika mu kalaze n'aziwa emibiri egy'enjawulo ate era n'azifulumiza mu bibinja Yesu yabazibwe
praise Jesus so much
so bwebityo emmunyeenye bwe ziri mu bbanga lye buli lwafuna
all the stars are in the firmament of the fourth heaven
mu kutondebwa
to be created
ekitundu ekyawansi
the rim below
tugenda kudda okulaba
we're going to come back to see
planet ensi yaffe ebeera kako
our habitable earth
emanyiddwa nga planet earth
known as the planet earth
ne planet endala omwenda
and the other nine planets
mu sentro lyeggulu Sempo yeku wele okona
mkitonde. In the center of the fourth heaven we create.
Mkitonde echa wansi.
In the rim below.
Atukono otu na lecho.
Let's come back and see that.
Mkama kuwa mkisa.
May God bless you.